Welcome to the Investing Tutor Podcast, the show for professionals looking to master the most up-to-date strategies needed to build wealth and provide a stable financial future. Here's your host, Dr. Hans Boateng.
Okay. So I think it's fair for us to get started because those who are here are early and I will not want to keep you waiting. So let me start off by saying this. From the late 90s up until, let's say, 2015, 2018, there's been a lot of wealth that's been created. And that wealth spawned from the internet, right? From the late 90s up until, let's say, 2015, 2016, 2017. Even if you look at some of the top companies from a revenue standpoint, a majority of them are technology companies. So we've seen wealth kind of concentrate into the hands of individuals that were dabbling in or investing in technology, right? Look at some of the most profitable companies in the world or in the US. What types of companies are they, right? They are predominantly technology companies. So the founders of these companies or the individuals that purchase investments or stocks in these companies have done really well. Well, guess what? From the late 90s, even through the 2000s, if you look at underrepresented groups, we weren't investing in technology companies, right? That is why you look at the wealth gap and it's just quite apparent. The individuals who held investments or assets in these companies have gone on to build a tremendous amount of wealth. And that wealth is held by these individuals. Let me tell you a secret. In 2008, a gentleman or woman or group of people, no one knows, looked at the world the way that it was and said, there has to be a change. And this gentleman or lady or group of individuals created a technology that started out as a little technology to disrupt what we know as money or assets, right? Or agreements or trust. And it spawned this new industry that has grown from just nothing to right now a $3 trillion opportunity. But let me tell you this. This asset, which I'm talking about digital assets or crypto assets, which currently sits at $3 trillion, is very small relative to the potential of what this asset can do. Because what can happen is the crypto or digital assets that we see can take up all of or a majority of the old school assets that we, you know, were accustomed to. And that presents a once in a lifetime opportunity. People are not paying attention. I see it go. Many of you have been following me for a very long time. Ask yourself, why is it that for the past several months, call it 3 months, 4 months or so, why is it that most of my posts are focused on this new burgeoning technology, crypto and digital assets? Why is it that I don't necessarily post a lot about the stock market as much as I used to? It is because I do not want people in our community to miss this once in a lifetime opportunity, but I feel you all aren't paying attention, right? You know, we wake up, go to work, You do what you have to do on a day-to-day basis. And what ends up happening is that you might not be paying attention to the opportunities that are being missed. So I wanted to just take a moment and record this for anyone who is willing to pay attention. And I just want to lay the facts straight. Here are the facts. We are moving towards a more digital world. What that means is that money, assets, investments will be digital. More than likely, the foundation of these assets will be based on a blockchain type technology. So essentially cryptocurrency. And what's going to happen is there's a lot of money that's going to be moving from the old assets as we know it into these new assets. And individuals who are early participants in this new space, they are going to be beneficiaries of all of the money that is going to move into crypto and digital assets. So being early and being first is incredibly important. That's what I want you to understand. Now, I'm not telling you have to gamble by, oh, there's this new token, or there's this new this, or there's this new that. Don't pay attention to any of that. Focus on some of the core wants. Focus on some of the core wants in this crypto ecosystem. For example, you all know that the number one cryptocurrency asset is Bitcoin, right? Well, what about number two? Number two is Ethereum. Ethereum powers DeFi. Ethereum powers NFTs. Ethereum powers a lot of even tokens that are being created. So it is the foundation or the bedrock of a lot of what we see in this crypto ecosystem. So if we were narrowing it down to two crypto assets, that should have our attention. You have it right there, Bitcoin and Ethereum. Well, what about digital assets? That's where we move into NFTs. And this is what I noticed. Many individuals are looking at NFTs. And the number one thing that they keep hearing are what? Bored apes, CryptoPunks, people in our community. They go and they look at a bored ape, or they look at a CryptoPunk. It is $300,000. It's $400,000. It is $200,000. And they are saying, I cannot afford it. So they look away. However, there are tons of different NFT projects cropping up. So if you don't do your due diligence, what's going to happen is you're going to go buy something thinking there's value there, and poof, your money is all gone. So in looking at the industry, this new NFT industry, looking at the fact that people are going to want to own digital assets like NFTs, even outside of, you know, the Bitcoin and the Ethereums, I said to myself, how can I go about creating, okay, an NFT project or collection that has the goal to be among the top in the NFT space, so that individuals coming into, you know, the NFT space are going to be able to come in right at the infancy of this collection? And I keep saying it over and over and over again. Over the next year, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, when individuals in our community are coming into the NFT space, just think about it. Are they gonna want to buy an NFT of a monkey that is worth $400,000? Or are they going to want to buy a Royals NFT that is worth X amount of dollars? I'm saying X amount of dollars because the holders, the individuals who own a Royals NFT are going to be the ones that set the price of this collection. The same way that the Bored Ape holders are the ones that set the price of that collection. It is merely supply and demand. The supply of the collection will be in the hands of the individuals that purchased it early. The demand will be the individuals that are coming in late and wanting to be a part of that NFT collection or family. So then the people who are holders of the NFT early get to set the price. Not me, not anyone. It is each and every individual holder who gets to set the price of the NFT forever. Friends, I started this live session by talking about how it's incredibly important that we own digital assets. Make no mistake, the wealthiest individual on earth invests heavily in crypto assets. Not only has he purchased a ton of crypto assets, I'm referring to Elon Musk, but his company Tesla also owns billions of dollars of crypto. It's just fascinating. Like, this is happening in plain sight, but people are not paying attention. And we wonder why there's this wealth gap, because we're always so busy to pay attention. But you know me, and you all know me very well. I am the one who is going to bring it to you straight. And I'll tell you, we need to pay attention. We need to begin accumulating digital assets. The United States of America, about 3 weeks ago, the president signed an executive order instructing all federal departments to begin studying cryptocurrency to figure out how America can be number one when it comes to crypto and digital tech, digital assets. Meanwhile, everyone is still going about their day like nothing has changed. Friends, I am sick and tired of seeing the significant wealth disparity that exists, mainly because we're not paying attention. I didn't want people in our community to miss this opportunity with even NFTs. That is why I went through the arduous, really taxing work of putting together a collection that is going to stand out in this space. Not because I enjoy working extremely hard, but because I know what this means for people in our community. The same way in 2016, I gave up, or if I should say, I retired my pharmacist career to focus on teaching underrepresented groups, communities, people about how to build wealth. It is the same exact sacrifice that I'm taking at this time to literally create this project, the Royals NFT. And if you think it's something that was just super simple, it's not. And the plan that is in place for the Royals, I just want to be transparent to you all. It is going to be incredibly revolutionary, not only from the standpoint of a collection in terms of the, you know, its premium nature, but the things that it's going to do, the relationships that are going to spawn out of this, the business connections that's going to be built as a result of this, the bringing of different individuals together, even in real life, is going to be revolutionary. Not to mention the ongoing forever utility of this NFT. Every single holder of the Royals NFT literally has an open invitation to all of our cocktail royal events that will be happening on an ongoing basis forever. Think about it. But we only have 3,000 of these NFTs that have this high premium ongoing forever utility. After these 3,000 are sold out, that's it. You have to ask yourself, at a certain point in the future, when individuals are getting together in ways that are opening doors of opportunity for them, will people want this NFT to be able to get in and experience this level of connection? Will individuals, when they maybe discover that, oh, did you know these people have Royals NFTs and those people have Royals NFTs and these people are going to be at the cocktail events or these people are going to be at the Royal Galas. Once individuals begin to figure out, right, the work that's been put into this NFT that makes it one of a kind, I think and I believe that they are going to want this NFT. I just do not want anyone in my community, especially the individuals who pay attention, I just don't want them to be the ones that are coming in towards the tail end. And I especially do not want them to feel like they should have paid attention when this was being built from ground up. So I scheduled this live session. I have about 3 more minutes to say this. Digital assets are incredibly important. I created the Royals NFT as a subtle way to onboard people from my community and other communities into the NFT space. Because there's just so much, like, I don't even know what word to use. I guess the word that comes to mind is trash, literally. With NFT projects, over 98% of them are going, well, let's say 95% of them are going straight down to zero. They will be worth nothing. I don't want individuals in my community to end up with something that doesn't have or retain any value of some kind. But with the Royals NFT, individuals know that at the very, very, very least, and this is the way I like to think about it, at the very least, what are you getting when you purchase a Royals NFT? You immediately become a part of this royal family. You have ongoing access to all of the cocktail events held globally by the royals. You are invited to the yearly gala that we're hosting for that year based on the collection. So this collection, which is focused on Ghanaian culture, is an invitation for you to visit Ghana. You have access to the Royal Legacy Investment Workshop that is going to be held this year. The Kente utility, I mean, that is an NFT within this collection that has just mind-blowing utility. With the Kente NFT, which there are only 200 of them, you have unlimited access to all of our royal galas forever. Not to mention access to the 200 individuals within that Kente NFT collection, whether in person or anything like that. So imagine, I set up an executive dinner for only Kente holders. Imagine the kind of access that provides. You all, the sky is literally the limit when it comes to what we're seeing here. I'm going to end this IG live by sharing something with you. I talked about how the internet in the late 90s created so much opportunity. Back then, if you didn't have the capital to or the backing of a venture capital or angel investor, you could not go launch a startup. How is it going to grow? You don't have any backing. You don't have any capital. The beautiful thing about this new technology that we're experiencing right now, for example, with NFTs or with crypto tokens or crypto assets, you do not need a venture capital to be able to create it. You do not need an angel investor to be able to create it. Do you know what you need? You need a community of believers, a community that is willing to put their money where their belief is. That is why Bored Apes is currently at the price that you see. It's not because they've done anything in particular that is outstanding. After all, it's just a picture of a monkey. But because they have a community of believers. It's the same way that the Royals NFT, if our community of believers, I like to call us Royals, if our Royals have strong conviction for this collection forever, it lays the foundation for one of the best NFT projects in the space, because you know who is going to be working day in and day out on this project. You know, because you've seen me work since 2016 on the Investing Tutor. So I've laid the foundation. It is up to us to take the Royals to where it belongs. I believe at the very top when it comes to premium NFT collections. So currently, the Royals is 80% sold out, or we're right about 80% sold out. If you're listening to this IG Live and you have not become a Royal, if you have not claimed your crown, if you have not stepped into your royal self, this is me saying, join us. Let's make history together. This is our time. Thank you so much for tuning in. I just wanted to share because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for us to pave the way. This new crypto technology has opened the doors for us, and I want us to walk through that door, not as our regular selves, but as Royals. As for me and the team behind the Royals, we will continue to work extremely hard to make sure that we get our rightful place, which I believe is at the very top. So once again, thank you, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I look forward to seeing you at one of our Royal Galas, hopefully in December, or at one of our Royal Cocktail events. Just look forward to the endless amounts of opportunities and connections and relationships and friendships and wealth, right? Because when you make connections and it unlocks opportunities, those opportunities often turns into wealth some way, somehow. So yes, that's what I wish for each and every one of us. Enjoy the rest of your day. Please do not ignore digital assets. Bye, friends.